safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
When you freeze something,
it's for later.
But how much later?
There's no way to be sure!
But Wendy's is sure that if you want a juicy, delicious hamburger right now, it should be made with fresh, never frozen beef, unlike some other guys. So that's what's in every single hamburger Wendy's serves, and the doubles, and the triples. Because at Wendy's, fresh never gets old.
Friday night under the lights, the second hour and the last hour for 2017. This will wrap up 25 years of doing this show.
Ain't that something? Well, congratulations.
Yeah, I feel like we need to give you a gift.
Yeah, I mean, you need some.
I don't have anything.
Had some peanuts back there.
Yeah. Nothing like a silver platter or something.
Watch or something.
Yeah.
Tell you what, well. It has been 25 years of, I mean, you think of the number of people that we have talked to, the football players that we've talked about, like the A.J. Browns, you know, and the Metcalfs that go on and have great college careers. Miles Brennan, mm-hmm. who may be exactly what the Tigers at LSU need next year.
We'll definitely see.
Yeah.
He'll be in the running for that.
I think he will be. But, you know, it's been a lot of fun, and we really want to thank our sponsors that made it possible. And, of course, Wendy's, and we are at the Wendy's Giant of the Week studio now. And what a great promotion that's been this year. It has allowed us to see and talk to a lot of kids in some areas that may not have gotten the publicity, like Houston. Went up there to Houston and presented it to a young
not
man.
Not Texas.
No, Houston, the Hilltoppers.
Right.
And down on the coast and you know, parts in between and, Don Barnes got to go to a lot of them. I went to go to Stone County, mm-hmm. and just so many people would come up and say, "Gosh, we listen to the show every week." Coaches, mm-hmm. coaches listen. Bus drivers listen to the show. Had one bus driver come up and goes, "I want to thank Friday Night on the Lights." I thought, well, he wants to say thanks because it gets all the scores. I said, "Well, we try to get those scores in." He goes, "Yeah, the scores are nice, but really, what I was talking about." Was that because of your show, we can play the radio. We don't have a loud bus on the way home. They want to hear what's going on.
There you go.
So that was good. So anyway, Mississippi Peanut people came together, put the Peanut Game of the Week together. We had some classics this year, some great games. And a lot of people found out about Peanuts and you know, the education that people got in Peanuts this year, second to none. And they're still going to the website to get it. And so one big thanks to them. And, of course, Mississippi Sports Medicine. And they had their you know, Saturday morning the clinic. And I had, oh, gosh, probably half a dozen people tell me in the last couple of weeks, man, I'm glad you mentioned that because my son or daughter got banged up last night and maybe a cheerleader turned an ankle or something like that, and they were able to take advantage of the clinic. So big thanks to them. And we really look forward to 2018. We'll talk about that in just a minute, but before we do, let's send it over to the Mississippi Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Clinic Scores Desk with George Brostry.
All right, Russ, let's take a look at the finals or the semifinals tonight in each classification, and mention the championship ball game. And we'll start in 1A. In 1A tonight, 1A North, it was Simmons beating Okolona by the score of 20-14, and in the South, Nanawaya beat Resurrection Catholic 36-32. And so that makes Nanawaya and Simmons in the championship game. That'll be played 11 o'clock next Friday morning at Vault Hemingway Stadium. In classification 2A, it was in the North, Winona tonight beating a very good Calhoun City team 22-14. And in the South, Taylorsville prevailed over Collins by the score of 48-32. So that'll be matching up Winona against Taylorsville, and they will be playing in the second game next Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. In 3A, Yazoo County beat North Panola. North Panola's first loss. Yazoo County is now 14-0. 59-26 was the final score. And so Yazoo County will be matched up against Jefferson Davis County, who beat Hazelhurst tonight by the score of 26-16. So looking at my sheet here, the 3A championship game is the first game on Saturday, and that will be at 11 o'clock in the morning as Yazoo County and Jefferson Davis County will be playing next Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. The 4A championship game, 4A semifinals tonight, Noxubee County over Louisville 35-28. And in the South, it was East Central outscoring Poplarville by the score of 52-45. So Noxubee County will be matched up against East Central, and that game is going to be played. That's the 3 o'clock game on Saturday, Saturday afternoon. In the 5A game, it'll be West Point. They in the North, West Point beat Olive Branch tonight 39-6 was the final score. West Point is 14-0. They will face another 14-0 team. The winner out of the South, which is Hattiesburg, as Hattiesburg beat Laurel 33-22 tonight. So West Point and Hattiesburg will play in the 7 o'clock game on Saturday night. And then finally, in 6A, it's Starkville winning over Madison Central 27-24. It's a game kind of Madison Central really shot themselves in the foot. They had a lot of turnovers in the second half, all on their end of the field, which set Starkville up nicely to win that game. And Starkville won 27-24. They will play the Pearl Pirates, who are 15-0. They rolled over Meridian tonight at home 52-12, and that will be the 7 o'clock game next Friday night and in Oxford, Pearl and Starkville. Now, Starkville, as we'll remember, Starkville played in the championship game in Oxford 2 years ago and won. So that'll be a return for Starkville back to Oxford, which is kind of an odd combination, but, you know, they've had some luck in Starkville. I mean, Starkville's had some luck in Oxford, let's put it that way.
Yeah, they have.
Well, the high school side.
Exactly.
But
there you go.
But now.
So that's, Russ, that's kind of a wrap of where we are tonight.
All right. Well, Tech, I believe you've got someone lined up on the telephone.
Let's see. We'll come up here in the next little bit. We're going to have Robbie Falk, 247 Sports.
Before we get to that, let's talk about, you were talking about 2018. And, of course, you know, we're looking forward to 2018 here at the scoreboard. But there is a lot of players that we've talked about this year that we can look forward to them being in their senior year.
And there is, excuse me. Just to kind of give you a recap, over the last couple of years. And now, you know, we talk about recruiting on the show. We've kind of branded to move more over the last couple of years to talk about kind of the, you know, the intricacies of going from high school to college. We've had so many, because Mississippi is such a fertile ground in recruiting. And we've had guys like Robbie Falk, and we've had David Johnson and others that have talked recruiting with us on the show. But just to kind of, and recruiting rankings aren't necessarily 100% factual, but they do mean a lot. You know, I think we see that in college football. If you don't believe it, I'll just give you a little stat here, Russ. Since 1998, when the start of the BCS happened in college football, Bowl Championship Series, follow me here, because I'm walking this back to Mississippi High School football. From there until today, the average recruiting ranking for the BCS or the College Football National Championship on a four-year recruiting average is 6th in the country. The average four-year recruiting ranking for the runner-up is 10th in the country. So to be in a national championship game doesn't mean always. You need to be somewhere around 8th in the country. Bring that back to Mississippi. We have some serious talent in the state. Some years it's a little more, some years it's a little less. 2016, we had 2 5-stars in the state of Mississippi. We had 9 4-stars. You know, this year, kind of a down year as far as talent is concerned. We'll see, though. Some of these guys may materialize on the next level. Next year, though, already 1 5-star listed. That's Charles Moore, defensive end at Louisville. Or Louisville. Thank you. Louisville. And then 10 4-stars next year. I mean, next year is going to be a massive year. And some guys that you want to look out for next year. Charles Moore, Louisville defensive end. Right now he's committed to Mississippi State. I believe he's rehabbing an injury right now. Didn't get a lot of playing time this year. Nathan Pickering, he's from Seminary. He's a 4-star. He's a defensive end. Dante Starks, he's at Biloxi. He's an inside linebacker. He's going to have a big year next year, and of course his recruitment will be big. Brandon Turnage, he's at Lafayette.
Yep.
Right now, and of course he's had a really good year. I think you know this guy, Jerron Ealy.
Jerron Ealy?
Yeah, Jerron Ealy, excuse me.
Is he in that list?
He is in that list. He's rated the 5th best player in the state of Mississippi going into next year right now. So
49 touchdowns this year.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
They think he can break the record. You know what the record is?
I do not know that record.
The record for the most touchdowns in a single season, I mean in a career, is 120. And he is at 92.
Who had that?
Ooh.
The guy is the guy from Pascagoula?
Yes.
Ray Rooster Jones?
Yeah, no. I don't think it was Rooster. But he was in there. He was in the top three.
Okay. Anyway.
I'll have to get that because Bobby Gross was the one that gave me that stat.
Okay.
But
he needs what next year? How many?
Well, Jerrion's got 92 now.
Okay.
Well, and he needs like 20.
Yeah. Only.
He may have that by
Yeah, he'll have that season, by right? the third game.
Yeah.
So if they play him the whole game, he will.
That's true.
N'Kobe Dean is a guy that we talked about this year at Horn Lake. Horn Lake with a really good year this year.
Right.
He's a guy you want to go look for next year. Dennis Jackson at Summerall is another guy. He's a 4-star, courtesy of 247 Sports. DeJuan Black at Forest. We've talked about Forest.
I saw him. Yeah,
very
he's a good one.
Physical team over there at Forest. Byron Young at West Jones. As another player we'll probably be talking about next year. Demonte Russell at Provine right here in Jackson. Provine with a lot of talent. Of course, Will the Thrill can tell us about that. That's his stomping grounds there. And then, of course, you look at a guy like Zach Edwards at Starkville who's going to be playing in the state championship game. And already, like, you've got a guy like Brandon Cunningham. He's a 3-star from St. Martin, but he's already committed to the University of Miami and Mark Richt. So there is a lot of big-time talent. I mean, you know, underclassmen, Jerrion Jones at Northwest Rankin, Jack Harris at Oak Grove, and several more next year.
Well, it should be a fun year.
Yeah.
It really should be. And like you say, of course, that's what I think is so neat about the Bernard Blackwell game. It's the best of the North, best of the South. And a lot of these kids know they're playing for something.
Yeah.
And that, of course, is going to be on December the 9th. And we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, Robbie Falk from 24/7 Sports going to talk to us about the Yellow Jackets. Clay Sweet going to talk about Poplarville. Got a lot more coming up on Friday Night on the Lights, made possible tonight by the Mississippi Peanut Group. We'll be right back.
peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
When you freeze something,
it's for later.
But how much later?
There's no way to be sure.
But Wendy's is sure that if you want a juicy, delicious hamburger right now, it should be made with fresh, never frozen beef. Unlike some other guys. So that's what's in every single hamburger Wendy's serves. And the doubles, and the triples. Because at Wendy's, fresh never gets old.
It's football time again in the Deep South. Hi, everyone. Russ Robinson here from Friday Night Under the Lights to tell you about a new show here on Easy 87.7 FM, the Friday Night End Zone with Jason Scarborough. Every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., Jason and his crew will get you ready for all the big games around the state. Then at 10 p.m., Friday Night Under the Lights will give you all the final scores from those big games. So whether it's before the game or after the game, it's the Friday Night End Zone from 4 to 6 p.m. and Friday Night Under the Lights from 10 to midnight. We keep you in the game.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Friday Night Under the Lights, Russ Robinson along with Jake Wimberly, George Broadstreet, Steve Poston, and Ty Bailey, all packed inside your radio or whatever you're watching on tonight, FNUTL.com, or listening on great radio stations across the state of Mississippi on MPB Radio, Think Radio. All right, you throw something out there, Dr. Dave is going to run it down. The career touchdown leader in the state of Mississippi from 2004 to 2007, 120 touchdowns were turned in by Jason McNair of Mount Olive.
I'll be dang.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Remember those strong Mount Olive teams they had back in that years?
Yeah. Will just chimed in and saying he knew Mount Olive or McNair had to be involved somehow.
Yeah. Yeah. He said, yeah, he did. So, thank you, Dave. We appreciate that. You got to get up pretty late in the afternoon to put one over on Dave.
You do. You do.
Well, he's sitting up there in that bunker, and he's got the, I just picture he's got those bank of computers back there. You know how you used to see those sci-fi movies with all the little decks, you know, the computer, you know, they're turning, and the lights are just blinking. And so he just, you know.
And he's sitting there with a lab coat on.
Right. Yeah.
Were you up at Appalachian State when I did that ball game up there?
No. I didn't get to go to that game.
It was so cold.
It was so cold.
The wind was coming through the cinder blocks. It was cold.
That is cold.
That's the coldest I've ever been. All right, check.
All right, let's go to Starkville and talk with Robbie Falk, 247sports.com. Talk about the Starkville Madison Central game. Robbie, happy belated Thanksgiving to you, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, sir. How are you?
Man, we're doing well. All right, so we were talking a little bit about, may get your thoughts on this here in just a bit, about the 2019 crop that's coming through very similar to the 2016. But first, you had a big game tonight. Starkville Madison Central. Starkville were able to hold on and fend off a Madison Central rally that went down to an onside kick there with less than 2 minutes to go. But Starkville survives, and we'll head to Oxford next week to take on Pearl.
Yeah, guys, this was a bizarre game. From start to finish, if you remember, it's 14-6 when these two teams played earlier in the season. Starkville won that ball game 14-6. They scored a couple of first half touchdowns. It was a defensive ball game. Within 2 minutes tonight, 2 minutes, it was 14-7. Starkville on top in the first 2 minutes of the ball game. 17-14, Mass Central led at halftime. They had the momentum. Starkville comes out, forces a fumble in the opening play of the second half. They end up scoring, and they would hold the lead for the rest of the ball game. But it was 27-17 with about 3 minutes left. Madison Central has a fourth down. It looks like they got stopped short of the first down marker. The ref spotted past the first down marker, but it was close enough that it should have been measured. They go ahead and give them the first down, then they move the chains, then they come over and say, well, maybe we should have measured that, but it was too late. It was just, it was such a cluster. It was an absolute embarrassment for the MHSAA tonight for what happened there. The clock operators left the booth with a minute left in the game. Madison really cut it to 3 points. They didn't get the onside kick. Starting with fumbles, it was just insane. And Madison ended up getting to the 5-yard line, fumbling as time expired. And Starkville holds on, but it was insane. It was absolutely insane, but Starkville wins the ball game.
Robbie, this is Russ. You go back to the clock operator. Did you say he left the game with a minute to go?
Not just one of them, two. There were two referees in the booth, and I had gone down to the field, and apparently I was told by people in the press box that these people left the booth. The Mass Central radio was just, I think they even called them out on the air as they were walking behind them. I think JT had said something like, I'm actually seeing referees walk behind me with a minute left and leave the booth right here. It was, I've never heard or seen anything like it in my life.
What'd they have to do, get a parent to come up there and run the clock for the last minute?
I don't know who ran it. I don't know if the PA guy ran it, if the music guy ran it, if
that
Will Salmon ran it, I don't know who did it. Somebody did it, and the clock did go to zero at the end of the game. So someone touched the marker and ended the ball game.
I guess it gives a new definition to the term running clock.
Yeah.
Wow.
No.
I've never heard of that either.
I don't know what happened, but apparently somebody controlled it.
Wow. Let me ask you something, Robbie. I mean, Madison Central, it seems like they get here every year, but they've always got a solid, solid, salty defense, but they seem to struggle on offense. Was that the case tonight?
Well, actually, they outgained Starkville, I think, 400 to, like, 258. I mean, they were gashing Starkville for some big plays. The difference in the ball game was turnovers. They had four turnovers all in the second half. They fumbled a couple of times. They threw a couple of interceptions, but they were having a lot of success. And they have a quarterback, Jimmy Holiday, who's very athletic. He was causing some problems. And I'm sure y'all know Cam White, too. He is an absolute electric player. I don't know where he's going to end up on the next level, but he can play. They got some dudes out there, and they were causing some trouble for Starkville, but Starkville just came up with every play that they needed to make.
Robbie, one quick question. We were talking about the Mississippi-Alabama All-Star game. We had Judd Boswell on earlier in the first hour talking about that ball game. And, of course, we were just looking at the overall talent for this year versus next year. Now, you know, Mississippi's got a nice crop this year, but and we talked to you about this earlier in the year about it, but just in about 2 minutes, talk about how big this 2019 class has, you know, could potentially be for the state of Mississippi.
Yeah, Jake, I think it's going to be pretty special. And, you know, we talk about that Mississippi-Alabama roster, and I have my disagreements with how that roster selected. And, you know, I think they could do a better job with it. But there's really no way they can mess this up next year. They're going to have so many guys out there. It's really unbelievable. It kind of starts with guys like Charles Moore at Louisville. You know, I've seen the Kobe Dean. I saw him last week, linebacker at Horn Lake. He's going to be a great player. DeJuan Black is committed to Mississippi State as well. Even a guy like Jordan Jernigan over at Tupelo. I mean, you can start naming off dozens of players that, you know, I don't know if they're going to, end up in the state. They're going to be teams like Alabama and Auburn and LSU that are going to be beating down the doors here in Mississippi next year to get these kids. And Mississippi State and Ole Miss are going to have to fight off those teams to get those kids. It's going to be a really, really exciting class.
Robbie, thank you so much, as always, for joining us. Look, I appreciate you being a part of the program this year. Hope you have a great rest of the year. Merry Christmas to you, my friend. And look, we'll catch up and we'll talk soon.
You too, man. Have a great night, guys.
Thanks, Robbie.
Thanks. Now, Russ, in 25 years of doing this show, have you and George ever heard of an official getting up to walk out of a press box and just kind of leave? Look, that's like getting out of the car while it's running.
Now, that I have done, but I've never seen the other. That
bears a little more investigation, I would think.
It does.
Yeah, you know, if the clock was running and there wasn't going to be any timeouts called, it's no big deal. But didn't Madison Central have the ball?
No. I think, from what I heard him say, and you listen to part of this too, Madison Central scores late, kicks an extra point. They have to do an onside kick, which I think Starkville recovers.
They did.
But then Starkville fumbled after that.
They did, and Madison Central had two timeouts to play with.
Yeah.
Oh. And now I actually got out, you know, the vehicle to come on here so we could get ready.
Right.
I didn't hear the end of that, the last minute and change that they had, but it sounds like I should have sat in the car and listened to it.
Oh, you probably heard Coach Hart. Anyone probably wouldn't have been up there in the booth.
Yeah. That's just crazy.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard of that. See, that's why it's so good to get reports from around the state from the guys that are there. I'm with you. That bears a little investigation.
Yeah.
I mean one
I'm
official,
sure it will.
You know, is something with both of them. You know JT didn't get upset about it.
You know, typically, MHSA officiating, they put two people
in the booth.
Right. And what is interesting, too, and I'll tell you this, and this isn't to pick on MHSA officiating, we were told this a couple times over Brandon this year. Typically, they run the clock, and they're supposed to keep the down and the distance. They turned us down on doing down and distance every game except the last game this year. So I don't know. They wouldn't do down and distance because they just said it wasn't their job description, but it is in their job description. But, again, you know, it's been a funny year on officiating. We've heard a lot of different stories about officiating. And, again, of course, this is something that is not only – I won't call it a problem, but it's kind of a problem in the state of Mississippi. It's all over the country. I read some articles. It's
a shortage of
officiating. That really is what it comes down to: shortage of officiating and a shortage of quality officials. And Texas is having this issue.
Yep.
Oklahoma's had this issue. Louisiana. It's all over the place.
Well, and you know, I was looking, paying attention to that. There's not a lot of, say, 25 to 45 year old men out there on Friday.
It's not.
Not a lot of females either. But there's not. And so, who are you grooming to be the next set of officials coming in?
Yeah.
And you know, these guys are going to get older. I mean, we're all getting older.
Yeah.
And so they'll move out. Who's coming in behind them right now? Nobody.
Maybe Apple or Google's coming up with some sort of an official bot. I mean,
you do not have to have anybody in the press box to run the clock.
That's right.
Wow, that's a good point.
Well, you got driverless vehicles out there.
That's right.
True.
Yeah, we have autonomous vehicles. Maybe we can have, and they frame it up as autonomous officiating.
You love that. Yeah, you know, of course, the point about the car, you know, they're running into everything, but, I mean, they're out there.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, Clay Sweet going to talk to us about the popular game and also talk about the Hornets of East Central. They're pretty good. We'll take a timeout. Tonight's show made possible by Mississippi Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Center right here in Jackson. Keep it right here. We'll be back.